Alaska has reached yet another inflection point in the coronavirus pandemic, but it looks a little different this time. Health officials say cases and hospitalizations are rising because of the more contagious Delta variant. Alaskans hospitalized with the virus are mostly younger and sicker. Plus, nearly all of them are unvaccinated. Here to help us get up to speed on COVID-19 in Alaska is Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon. Hi, Tegan.
Hey, Casey.
Okay, let's start out with the Delta variant, what sounds like the real beast behind this latest wave of infections. How contagious is it?
It's really contagious, and that's the problem. Late last week, there were a bunch of national news stories about this internal report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that laid out a grim analysis of the Delta variant, saying it's as contagious as chickenpox and more contagious than the viruses that cause Ebola, SARS, MERS, the common cold, the seasonal flu, and smallpox.
What has that meant for Alaska and the caseload here?
Well, it's meant more COVID infections and more COVID hospitalizations, particularly over the past month. That steep rise in cases is happening across the country, too. For Alaska, it started around early July and has continued as this Delta variant takes off like crazy, and it's become the dominant variant and is largely infecting people who are unvaccinated. Over the past 3 days, in fact, the State Health Department reported 751 new cases. There's 99 COVID patients in the hospital. That's similar to what we were seeing in the winter. A top health official in Bethel recently said he felt like he was having deja vu.
And you reported last week, right, that Alaskans hospitalized with the coronavirus now are mostly unvaccinated and younger. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, so the state health department says the average age of those being hospitalized with COVID-19 in Alaska right now is 56. And back in November of 2020, the average age was older. It was 63. Alaska's state epidemiologist, Dr. Joe McLaughlin, said in a call last week that COVID patients are probably younger now because more older Alaskans are vaccinated. And as for why they're sicker, the CDC has found that the Delta variant may be more likely to lead to severe illness.
What's the response from healthcare leaders been like to this latest wave?
Well, we've recently had the leaders of Alaska's biggest hospital really sound the alarm about rising COVID hospitalizations. We're also seeing renewed calls for masking up. At the federal level, the CDC is now recommending everyone in COVID hotspots wear a face mask in indoor public spaces, whether you're vaccinated or not. And by the agency's definition, that applies to nearly all of Alaska, including all of the state's population centers like Anchorage and the Matsu, Juneau, the Kenai Peninsula, and Fairbanks. Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, has echoed that recommendation too, saying people in communities with widespread infection should consider masking up again indoors, vaccinated or not. She says that she's doing that, and so is her family.
In watching the Delta and watching vaccine breakthrough cases, we have made a decision to only eat outside, but not eat inside in restaurants because of the risk of kind of transmitting in that space and to mask when we're in indoor spaces where we don't know other people's COVID status. So that may be the grocery store, that may be the hairdresser, or there may be other things.
Zink has also repeatedly called on people to get vaccinated. She says it's the best defense against the coronavirus because while we know there are breakthrough cases, those are vaccinated people who become infected, it's a very small number compared to how many unvaccinated people are getting infected. Also, Zink says the vaccine is really effective at preventing the worst outcomes from the coronavirus, like serious illness, hospitalization, and even death.
So we've been through this before, these periods of high alert levels of cases and health mandates in response. How are Alaska's political leaders responding to this latest increase?
The responses are varied. Alaska's governor and Anchorage's mayor, both Republicans, have said there is no way they're bringing back mandates. Others, though, are pivoting back to face masks, like Sitka just enacted its first mask mandate, and Juneau is requiring face masks again in many public settings. Also, the University of Alaska is requiring masks indoors at all of its locations this fall, and the Anchorage School District superintendent is recommending ASD also require masks inside. It's all really controversial. The coronavirus pandemic, as you know, has become incredibly political.
Yeah. Okay, Tegan, we will continue to follow your reporting. That was Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Casey.